Well, Gary, news of your first additions to the squad, four of them in total. Take us through. Let's start with the goalkeeper, because that's an interesting signing.
Yeah, we're fortunate that we've been able to bring in young Alex Palmer from West Bromwich Albion. And, you know, to cut a long story short, the Albion are very keen to get him out playing competitively. He's very highly thought of there, and trying to fast track him from their point of view without having to play under 21 football. And they see that as a way forward for him, and they see Kidderminster as an ideal opportunity for him to do that. The upside for us is he happens to be a local lad as well. So yeah, we're quite excited by Alex coming here on a long loan. And for us at the minute, obviously losing Danny, you know, he ticks a lot of the boxes, and we're grateful to the Albion.
From the Albion's point of view, the fact he's playing senior men's football in matches that genuinely matter, with all due respect to under-20s football, and that's important for them.
Yeah, I think there's been a lot said about under-21 football quite recently in the news and in the media. So, yeah, we know the reasons why he's here, because this is the sharp end of what he'll be picking up. And, you know, we've met the lad, we've had some good conversations with him, we've done a lot of research on him, and like I say, he's highly thought of at the Albion, and let's hope he can settle in here and do well for us.
Broadly, in terms of investing in your squad, and obviously some players are going to cost more than others, they always do, is it the spine of the side you're looking at, really?
Yeah, it is. We've spent a long time looking at that, because we know, you know, let's be honest, you can't just field a team of young lads in this division. I think we sort of seen a little bit of that at the back end of last season, and you need that little bit of nous and experience. So with that in mind, we've had to target the right people, where if we're honest, we have got a little bit more money to try and spend on them more experienced players. So that's what we've done. We've able to bring in a couple of experienced defenders in Calvin Langmead and Nathaniel Rowe Turner. I think probably the Kidderminster fans will know a little about Calvin, from what I can gather. You know, he had a spell here, and then he scored a goal which didn't go down too well with the Kiddie fans, from what I can gather. But I can assure you, Calvin's desperate to come here now and do well. So we're glad to have him on board in terms of an experienced player in League One and Two, and a bit of a leader on the pitch. Nathaniel I know well from, I had him at a spell from Leicester at Redditch. Obviously he went on to Luton and Torquay, lately of Alfreton, but had a little bit of a dip at Alfreton now, desperate to get back into full-time football with Kidderminster, and I'm sure he can kick on again. And Joe Clark from Wrexham. You know, we know that Joe's been ever-present in the Wrexham side for the last three seasons or so, and you know, all three of them type of characters are going to be, hopefully, fingers crossed, out on the pitch week in, week out, and helping some of the younger lads and some of the experienced lads who are already here to do well for us.
You touched on a couple of factors there. Hunger, obviously they've got to want to come here and they've got to want to do well.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that fitness record. Joe Clark, you mentioned, hardly missed a game.
Yeah, that's important, because, you know, we can't afford to have our experienced players not on the pitch. I mean, obviously, sometimes you can pick up injuries. You know, that's unfortunate side of the game. But we have spent a lot of time looking at those lads who we've just mentioned, and fingers crossed, you know, that side of it, their contribution over a season is good.
Front players, I suppose, is the thing. You presume you're looking at that area as well, along the line?
Yeah, I mean, again, we've got to, you know, bear in mind that we've got two experienced strikers here. And I think when we look back probably to this time last year when we signed those two, it was happy days. You know, for whatever reason, it hasn't worked out. I'm sure, you know, without making excuses for those two, what went on off the pitch didn't help them, like the rest of us. And you know, let's hope it wouldn't be the first time that players have been out on loan and come back and then, you know, improve their situation. So, you know, let's hope, fingers crossed, that can happen with those two.
And one of the key things you did finally last season was bring them through from the academy, didn't you? Bring them through from the youth setup.
Yeah.
And that's obviously going to have to be a conveyor belt in the coming years in order to...
Yeah, it is. I mean, in the short time, you know, we're delighted in the short time that that's been running. Three or four, I think it's the fifth season coming up, that we've managed to get three, four, five lads through, because, you know, it's hit or miss with that, and we're pleased on the progress of that, because I think moving forward, there's nothing better for a local team to have local lads playing in the side. And obviously the likes of Luke Maxwell, Kennedy Diggy, you know, are exactly that. And, you know, pleased as punch with the progress that those two have made, and Luke in particular was big part of the end of last season, and looks a good player.